reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. We need to be minded of the views that are expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And today we've got a gentleman named, I believe, Cliff Curtis. We're going to be talking about his candidacy. Do I have the name right? Hello, Mr. Hello?
Clint Curtis.
Clint Curtis. Okay, Clint. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about where you are going to be running for office and what your views are on the various major issues of today. Are you running as a Republican, Democratic, or Independent?
Running as a Democrat.
As a Democrat. All right, fine. And whereabouts?
Down in Florida. We are from Daytona, down to Cocoa, and over into Orlando.
All right, fine. And so what do you see as the major issues of the election this time around?
Well, the major issue of this election is the election itself. I am actually the whistleblower that testified before Congress on the request by Tom Feeney, the guy I'm running against, to write a prototype for the touchscreen machines that allows you to flip the vote.
So, all right, fine. So as far as you're concerned, the electronic voting machines then cannot be trusted.
Absolutely.
Well, is there any way we can...
I actually wrote the prototype, which allows you to go in there, walk up to the screen, hit a few combination of buttons, and you can actually decide who wins the election.
Well, no, of course, then can we get fair elections if this is as it is, and I'm not suggesting it's not, why then the whole democratic process has become a fraud?
Exactly.
Well, now, have you been successful in getting your message out across America?
It seems so. In 27 states, they have passed paper ballot bills that have actually allowed for something to happen. In Florida, we've done actually the opposite. In Florida, if you vote on the touchscreen, you have no verification. If you vote on paper and you send it through the scanners, Florida has actually passed a law that says you cannot audit that paper against the machine.
Well, of course, obviously, then the whole democratic process is fraudulent, and I think the American people need to know that they simply, it's sort of like the people over in Iraq going there and getting some purple on their finger and holding it up saying, I voted. But that's all it means. It means they have no idea what they voted for, and even if they did, it wouldn't matter. And I share your concern about what's going on here. Well, now, certainly, you're running against the gentleman that asked you to testify on this issue?
Well, he asked me to write the software.
I see.
He wasn't asking me to testify. His name is Tom Feeney. He was a running mate for Jeb Bush.
Right.
First time he ran, he was the elector for George both times. He's very Bush-connected. And he came in. He was working at the same company I was, Yang Enterprises in Oviedo, Florida. And he was our head lobbyist, our corporate attorney, and the incoming Speaker of the Florida House. And he requested this prototype. At the time, I was a Republican. I thought, well, he must be trying to stop vote fraud. But that wasn't the case, because after I delivered it to the owner, and it's all written out what you would do to basically keep fraud from happening, making sure the machines couldn't cheat you, she said, you don't understand. This is for flipping the vote in South Florida. That blatant.
Not that blatant. This is what you were actually told. Now,
yes.
What have you taken it then to certainly the Florida Attorney General or to the FBI or to any legal organization to try to get the truth out?
Yes, we have. I actually testified before Congress for the Conyers Commission under oath, passed the polygraph, did that. But most people do not want to come to the realization that we don't really have a democracy.
Or maybe a republic, one or the other. At least the voting process has been compromised. I share your concern, and so we're going to be back here in just a moment with Clint, and we'll be talking more about the voter fraud and about his effort to win election.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Communication Network, our guest is Clint Curtis, who's running for Congress there in Southern Florida. And he was saying that he was actually written a software that would allow them to manipulate the vote or to correct the manipulation of the vote. And when he delivered it to the people he was supposed to deliver to, they told him it wasn't to protect the integrity of the vote, it was to flip the vote. He went to the FBI, took a lie detector test. He testified before Congress, and none of it did much of any good, did it?
Well, it didn't, because there isn't any power within the Democratic Party, and the Republicans don't seem to be interested in attempting. They don't really care if the vote is valid or not. So the Republicans can't really call witnesses. They don't have power to hold real hearings or committees. They are powerless.
All right, fine. Do you think, though, that that the Democrats really are more interested in this sort of thing than the Republicans? Or is it all lip service, you know, when we're out of power, my goodness, why, we can't do anything, just give us the power. And then when they get in power, they don't do anything either.
Well, we're going to find out, because this time I'm running for Congress, and I'm not part of the parties. You know, I was a Republican. I found out they weren't any good. I'm now a Democrat. So we're going to give it a chance to find out.
Well, I hate to tell you, but I don't think either one of them are any good. I think the leadership of both of them is compromised, and I think that, unfortunately, they made this whole concept of voting really something that's, you know, it makes us all feel good. We go there and we get ink on our fingers, or we hold up our finger, or we make a line on the ballot. But once you have these electronic voting machines, why, no man's vote really is of any value. But anyway, I really admire your courage in doing what you're doing now. I'm sure you must be getting this story out across America. Tell me, what's the response you're getting from people as you begin to bring out the fact that we have voter fraud rampant in America that's supported by certainly the leaders of the Republican Party? We know that, and I suspect by the leaders of the Democrat Party as well.
Well, in Maryland, the Republican governor was trying to get the voting machines flipped out, or at least have an auditable paper trail. It was the Democratic legislature that stopped him.
Right.
So it's not really a Republican-Democrat issue. It's an issue of whether the people are going to elect the people who actually run the government, or if it's an elitist group that's just going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, I share your concern. And so I think that, well, anyway, how do things look there in the election in your district? Do they have the voting machines in your district we're going to be running?
Yes, of course. And I can get around those.
How can you get around?
I've actually written something. It's called VoteNow2006.net, and it is an Internet-based system, and people can go on and say, you can register the voting for me and give me the contact information. And that gives me precinct-by-precinct comparison of what numbers I should have in the election.
Well, Chris, you know, this is what happened in Ohio in this last election, where they had exit polls. Now, in every other state, you know, the exit polls were pretty accurate relationship to Bush, Kerry, John Kerry. But the exit polls in Ohio in 2004 showed that John Kerry won the election only when the votes were tallied by the machines, many of which had far more votes for Bush than they even had people in the precincts, why George Bush won the election. And so, you know, exit polls, now do you think you can substitute for exit polls with this Internet concept that you have?
Yes, because in Ohio, the reason we did not win that case and couldn't force a recount is because exit polls are anonymous, which means that no one was disenfranchised because no people to tie those votes. If I tie the people to the votes, in other words, the election says I have 20 votes. On my system, I have 40 people that swear they voted for me and will go for court, will sign affidavits. I can now contest that election because I have real people and real bodies tied to those votes.
What sort of response are you getting from the people? Are they in the least bit concerned about this, or like most people, more concerned who's going to win the national pennant?
Well, we have 29,000 people that have signed up so far.
Really?
On VoteNow2006.net.
Now, is that in your district?
That's in my district.
That's great.
In the primary, we actually were down to a decimal point of calling the exact figures that we got in the primary election.
I think that is really wonderful. And I am really so glad that you've got that much support from your people, your constituents there. Now, how did you manage to get that amount of support? Because it's so difficult even to get people out to a meeting, much less to get them onto an Internet site to cast a vote.
Well, we're not forcing them to go to the Internet site. We also have people making phone calls from all over the country. In fact, if you have any people that want to volunteer to set things straight, have them get hold of us, go to our website, www.clintcurtis.com. They can volunteer, and we can set them up with a list. They can call to get those votes, and we even have an Internet system, so the calls are absolutely free, no matter where they're calling from.
All right. Now, I want you to, once again, put your website out, but I want you to do it slowly. You are probably a lot better at computers than I am, but I will tell you that when you're doing talk radio, you have to talk slowly when you give your website and telephone number, and you have to repeat it at least once, preferably twice. So it's is it www.clintcurtis.com or .org?
.com.
ClintCurtis.com. That's www.clintcurtis.com. If you'd like to help, this sounds like a great idea.
And we have volunteers. We have volunteers in Hong Kong and Czechoslovakia and from all over the United States.
And so basically what you're going to do then is you've targeted your whole district, and you're trying to get the information out. And I bet the Republicans are furious that you're letting the people understand, you know, because the fact you're doing this suggests that the voting system has been compromised. And, of course, they want the people just to go along docilely, believing, you know, that there really is a Santa Claus or is a tooth fairy and that votes do count, whereas
right.
The reality is the way it's stacked now, they don't.
But it's getting out there. Good Morning America actually ran a piece on it today.
Hey, that is wonderful.
Diane Sawyer did a piece on it on the news. You know, it's getting out there. Lou Dobbs covers it. Bobby Kennedy Jr. did two pieces in Rolling Stone. So the information is getting out there. And if we can get this guy out of office based on this, then we can change everything else. We can get people out of Iraq. We can fix Social Security. We can get rid of NAFTA and CAFTA and bring, you know, productivity back to the United States. But as long as we let the elitist run it by controlling the elections, we can do nothing.
You're absolutely right, of course. Now, of course, but you're just going to be one person if you get in there, one out of 400 and some odd 50. How are we going to get all the rest of the people in this country, the other candidates to get a fair election?
Well, it's open for anyone who wants to use it. The biggest problem is you need a lot of volunteers to make it work.
How many volunteers?
1,000 volunteers from around the nation. Most campaigns are lucky to have 10 volunteers helping them.
I know. I've run for Congress several times, and I'll tell you, it's very discouraging when you ask people to help, I'd love to help you, but I'm just so busy, or I'd love to give you some money, but, things aren't very good now. And I've heard all those excuses, and there's always just a small number who really believe and are willing to get in and help. Under any circumstances,
a small number nationwide is enough.
Okay, fine. Well, it sounds like you're really doing a great job there, and then you're keeping this all, Chris. You obviously must. Your background then is totally in computers.
Yes.
And so you know how to be able to compile the information, keep it on file, and what sort of response, when your callers call the voters and explain them what the problem is. What do the average individuals say? Most of them have probably never even thought of the fact that the voting process is as phony as a $3 bill.
A lot of them seem to know intrinsically that if you vote and it's not recorded anywhere but inside that little computer, that it's not going to count. Because they've had their computers get crashed, they know the programs work weird on their computer and they have no idea why or how to fix them. So intrinsically, they know that. When they hear about it and they know there's a way to actually verify, they're usually very happy with that. We have very few people that say, no, I'm not going to do it. A couple will say, I want to do it privately, but very few say, I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, of course, let's imagine, I assume what's going to happen is the Republican is going to win, and they're going to say, oh, let's certify the election, and you're going to challenge that, saying, look, we've got polls that show that this is a fraudulent election. So
right.
Then what's the next step?
The next step is recall. We don't have to worry about actually going to court and stretching this out over 4 years for a two-year race. We will have enough people. Right now, we have enough people to have a recall election if he flips the election.
Because
you need 25% of those that vote. And there's going to be approximately 215,000 that vote in this district. So we will be very close to getting numbers. If we could get 108 people signed up, we could announce we won already.
Well, I think it's going to be an exciting thing to do now. I'm sure that the Republican that you're running against is very unhappy to have this whole thing exposed. In fact, I'm sure most of the Republicans in the House and most of the Democrats in the House who love this sort of a system because, they're not dedicated to the right or left. They're dedicated to staying in Congress with the perks and all the advantages and the pension and the health care and to be the honorable so-and-so. I mean, not dedicated to the right or left, just dedicated to staying in office. And the way the houses and the positions, the seats are gerrymandered, you get in there, it's pretty hard to get you out. I know when I ran for Congress, I think in the entire United States Congress, there were only two seats that, had not been vacated. Only two seats were actually a change from the one party to the other. I mean, the fix is in at both the national and the state level, and the average individual doesn't understand. They have simply circumvented the electoral process all across America by gerrymandering, and then that wasn't even good enough now by fixing the votes.
Right, but we can take it all back. We really can. I mean, I'm in an area that was written for Feeney by Feeney.
Right.
And it is 7% what my flip is in order to win.
All right.
Ozzie just did a poll yesterday. Should be dead even.
All right, fine. Well, let's hope that we're going to be back in just a moment. And if you're out across America, have a call for Clint, give us a call. 1-800-259-5791. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps, and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 24th, 2006. Gold opened at $575.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $606.67. That's $606.67 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Revelation speaks of a great false church which has deceived the whole world. This great false church, the Whore of Babylon, is drunk on the blood of the saints. Have you always felt something just wasn't right with the churches? All the pagan propaganda, Easter eggs, idols, Christmas trees, memorials for the dead at Halloween? What about communion? Why would the Messiah institute a symbolic blood-drinking ceremony which breaks the Torah law as well as civilized social custom? Pastors and priests have no answers. Two Witnesses Ministries has solved the communion conspiracy. Order now this 175-page blockbuster entitled Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Request a fax by writing P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas 79604. Or call now 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics, agents of Mystery Babylon, forge into a new covenant the blood-drinking abomination that is communion. Beware, damnation is pronounced upon this blood-drinking whore. Call now 325-572-3913.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and the Christian Descent, we're talking to Clint Curtis. We're talking about the fraudulent voting system we have all across America that makes mockery out of the concepts of people going to the polls and voting, because, I mean, they can rig these voting machines any way they want to, and they can come up with any vote they want to, can't they, Clint?
Yes, any vote they want to.
And, of course, certainly is this the same thing true with all? We have two or three different types of voting machines? I know we have the Diebold, and what are some of the others?
Yes, Sequoia, you have SENS, there's all kinds. It doesn't matter because right now all of the companies are controlled by people that favor the Republican Party.
Uh-huh.
Which is the weirdest thing about the whole deal is that the Democrats had to accept the fact that you're going to get machines where you can't see the source code, you can't examine the machines, it has no way to verify it, and you have to believe the results, and they're all made by a company that favors the opposite party. Who was asleep at the switch there?
Well, either that or they knew exactly what they were doing, and of course it was guaranteed that they would of course, be able to keep their seats as well. So I really think that the whole idea of the two-party system has been a fraud for a long time. Two-party systems that overall really are going in the same direction, and every 4 years we can vote the scoundrels out, but nothing really changes. The leaders of both parties are dedicated to globalism and CAFTA and NAFTA and World Trade Organization, and the destruction of the manufacturing in this country and the impoverishment of our people that's going on. And you know, the thing is that most people just don't seem to be aware of what's going on, and they think things are going to get better as long as they don't do anything, or it's going to get better without them doing anything. Well, are you getting a lot of enthusiasm from the people who are pitching in to help you?
Yes, a lot. From all over the country, but we won our primary down here by 63%, and two of the counties we actually won by over 70.
All right, fine. Well, then what about the local newspapers? You getting any help from newspapers or television, or at least getting an even shake?
Not really getting a lot out of them. They're kind of don't want to touch it, even though, you know, it's me running against the guy who requested the vote fraud program, and part of our whole campaign is take the test, Tom, because I passed the polygraph, all my accusations against him. And so we're publicly challenging him to take a public test with us. So you would think that would generate a little excitement, but they tend not to pay much attention.
Well, of course, the biggest thing, you know, is to be able to have enough money to get onto television to tell your story. And, of course, the television ads are so effective that they could probably, you know, elect a baboon to office if, you know, if you had proper television ads and all you'd do would be to attack your opposition. You'd never even known you were voting for a baboon. But anyway, of course, how are the funds coming in?
They are a little slow. We need a lot more money than we have. We'll probably be able to finish it out. Like I said, Zogby has us even. We have us ahead by about 11. I think we're going to beat this guy. I really do.
Well, I certainly
not going to be able to flip the vote, at least in three of the counties. We're pretty solid. He'd have to be very good to flip the vote there. One of the counties we stink in. Need a lot more volunteers for that. And we have about $1,000 a day to spend on advertising for the last few weeks.
All right. Well, if anybody out there in the listening audience would like to help, Clint, why, of course, get out that telephone number, either the telephone number or the website again. If anybody would like to help, because I'm sure he needs help. I'll tell you, it's an awful lonely job when you're running for Congress and you don't have your party behind you.
And we don't have any party behind us. They haven't come to the table with a dollar. So, no DC, CCC, no DNC money, nothing.
Well, gee, where's Nancy Pelosi when you need her?
Yeah. And when we win, where are we going to be when she needs us, right?
Right. Well, she, of course, plays hardball. You either do what she says or you don't get any committee appointments, and they move your office down to the sub-basement there someplace. And of course, this is not representative government. This is ruled by authoritarianism, and both the Republicans and the Democrats do it. And if you don't go along with their agenda, they're going to make your life miserable.
Well, I'll accept miserable, and we'll change their ability to run. Because once we take this back, if you win this election, and the vote now system confirms the actual voting, they will no longer be able to control the machines or anything else.
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is get the American people to demand that those machines go, so that we can have fair elections, and just keep banging away at this thing. We do not have fair elections. We do not have fair elections. Doesn't matter what the people in the voting department say. If you don't have a paper trail, there's no fair elections. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Clint. We'll welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 right here at Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-899-7633. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-899-7633. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-899-7633. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-899-7633. 1-800-899-7633.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess it's Clint Curtis, and he's running in the, the southern part of Florida. If you're down there, we hope that you'll give us a call, or if you're any other place across America, and you're concerned about the fraudulent voting we have, give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. Clint's an expert in electronics and computers, and he knows that you can fix the voting machines. And there is no paper trail. There is no paper trail. Once you establish that, once you have those voting machines, and you have no recourse, so why bother to vote? We've got to get the electoral process back. We've got to get back the paper ballots. They worked efficiently when we were a free society, but it seems that the other side and the leaders of the Republican Party, and I fear many people in the Democrat Party as well, really don't want fair elections. They want, of course, to create this illusion that we go to the polls every 4 years, we vote for the candidate of our choice, and we're really voting for the candidate of their choice, and nothing's going to change unless the American people begin to value freedom and realize that once lost, freedom will never be regained in the United States of America. Well, Cliff, this is really such an insidious thing. It's been sneaking up on us for some time. Before you really started to do the analysis, did you realize how easy it was to rig these voting machines?
Well, from a computer standpoint, it was always easy. I didn't actually do any analysis. I actually wrote the prototype for Feeney that actually does it. So it wasn't hard to figure out how to do it. Computers do exactly what you tell them to do, whether it's good, bad, counts correctly or counts some other way.
So why did Feeney want you to write the program for him?
Well, I originally assumed that he wanted to stop the Democrats from fixing the elections because he was incoming Speaker of the House, and he wanted a voting machine program which would allow for cheating. And in computer world, you build things that are broken in order to fix them. So I built it and then wrote what you would need, which is real simple. At the very minimum, you needed to print out a paper ballot that's separate from the machine, not part of the little toilet paper roll thing on the side, this thermal that I can modify, flip, whatever I want to do. And then audit that paper against the machine, random sample. It's that simple.
All right, fine. Well, this gentleman, you said he's incoming Speaker of the House. I thought Hassert was the Speaker of the House.
He's incoming Speaker of the Florida House.
The Florida. Oh, I'm saying now, are you running then for, not for Congress, you're running for Florida, a representative in Florida?
No, I'm running for Congress.
You're running
right
for Congress.
He fixed the vote and built his district, he ran for Congress.
I see, okay.
So I mean, he was all homegrown here.
I see. See, he was Speaker of the House there then in Florida. Now he's just going to run as a member of Congress to try to get to Washington, D.C., where, of course, he can increase his power base. Well, you know, of course, I think it's so important that people who really do care, do get elected. And certainly, I'm not surprised at all that the Democrats are not supporting you, despite the fact you're running on the Democratic ticket. And I know when I ran as I was the Republican congressional candidate in the 16th congressional district in 1988, running against one of the worst Democrats in the House of Representatives, Leon Panetta, didn't get $1 from the Republican Party.
You're kidding.
No.
The Republicans were a little better about that than the Democrats.
No. The thing is that they're not going to give any money unless you can win, and of course you can't win unless you get some money. So it's that's how the way the system works. But they really didn't want to get rid of Leon Panetta. He was, after all, he had actually been a Republican at one time, and then he became a Democrat, and he was always certainly went right down the line with the power elite, and the power elite just loved him. He had about a 95% Americans for Democratic Action, a socialist report card, about 95% ACLU a report card. He was the most radical leftist in the House of Representatives, and yet he was always touted as a moderate here in our area. Why, many people even thought he was a conservative because he could talk so conservative in our area. And then when he got back to Washington, D.C., he voted with the communists and the radical left and the socialists. But since most people don't even know how their representatives vote, and certainly we're not even allowed to tell our members of the public how our representatives vote within 60 days of the election, thanks to George Bush signing a legislation, the McCain-Feingold bill, which he admitted he knew was unconstitutional. But he said, well, I knew it was unconstitutional, but I figured the Supreme Court would find it unconstitutional, so I went ahead and signed it. What sort of human being is that? Yeah, we got real problems, and I do hope, Clint, that you can get back there, and that we need people who care enough, because this is what you really need. We need people who care enough about freedom, that they're willing to take a stand for it and willing to get involved. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you've got a question for Clint or he would like to discuss something on this issue. But the other thing is that I hope many of you will give serious consideration to helping out, either financially or time-wise, just putting in the telephone calls, and you don't even have to pay for them. You're going to be able to do that over computers?
Yes. You go right in your computer, you dial it from your computer, you just talk to a headset, and it's just a local call.
That truly is amazing technology. How is the clarity?
Perfect. It's just broadband, so you are compressing a 56K line into a broadband signal, which means you're getting better clarity than if you were on the telephone.
Okay, fine. Well, I think that's is pretty amazing. And, of course, the technology that's coming out now, the only good thing I can say is it's really driving the price of things down. I saw that the telephone calls anywhere in the world for 2 cents a minute. So they're probably using the Internet and broadband, to put those calls in. But I don't care. If I can get them for 2 cents a minute, I'll take it.
Great. It's voice over IP. They're going into a simple processor, and then they're doing voice over IP to send out your signal.
Okay, fine. Well, now, are there any other congressmen or any other candidates across the country doing what you're doing and using this technology to begin polling people, you know, and so that they will know whether their votes are legitimate or illegitimate?
We have a couple in Illinois. We have a couple in Utah. We have people in, I think, one or two in California. And we have Italy. Italy's an interesting story.
Well, go ahead, tell us.
In their last election, they have, well, in Italy, some background here. In Italy, you vote whether you want to vote or not. And you go in, and if you don't want to vote, you go in and you vote blank, or you vote null, which means you, like, call people names and say, I hate them all, and you submit that as a ballot. And throughout their history, hundreds of years, they've recorded the same exact percentages of blanks and nulls in each province. In other words, the same people basically vote protest votes all the time. In their last election, where there was the conservative, the Bush-backing conservative, running against the Democrat, Democrat-ish, not really Democrat, but Democrat-ish, Accenture went over and ran their elections for them. In that election, the Democrats should have won by 10%. Yet all the blanks and all the nulls suddenly disappeared and seemingly appeared over in the Republicans' column. And if he'd gotten what he expected in his overseas vote, he would have won that election. As it was, he didn't, and he lost it by about 2,200 votes. So very strange. So now they are going back and using the vote now system to actually log who voted blank and who voted null so they can backtrack and find those votes. So in the next election, they'll know better than to trust electronic voting without any sort of verification.
Well, I think that what we need to do, of course, is get a concern on the part of our people across America to the point where they're willing to take a stand in this and start talking to others about the fraudulent system and ask them why they bother to vote if there's not going to be any paper trail. Mm-hmm. Do you honestly trust the politicians? They're going to be honest with you. I mean, do you honestly trust the people who've been backing, you know, Foley there in Congress, knowing full well he was a homosexual, and the Republicans said, well, we backed him because, after all, we didn't want to be appear to be homophobic. Well, you know, there's simply an excuse. They're not people of integrity or honor, and we have them all.
His issue wasn't that he was a homosexual. The issue was that he was a pedophile.
Sure. You're absolutely right.
I mean, you can have homosexuals in Congress that mind their own business, behave themselves, but this guy was chasing children.
Well,
so whether he was gay or whether he was straight, you don't chase children.
Right. Well, of course, we had them actually running a pedophile ring or a prostitution ring out of the White House, and nothing even happened. I think it was, I forgot whether it was Sanders or Barney Frank, but we certainly have a lot of disreputable people there in our Congress who really aren't that concerned about much of anything. And I think that these are not people I would want to trust with the vote process, knowing that they would be sure that it was done honorably and correctly. So, Dale, what? When? Of course, you won't really know until Election Day whether this process is going to work. And right now, you think you're running neck and neck with him. And
if it says neck and neck, I say 11 up.
You think you're 11 points ahead of him?
Right. Zogby actually does theirs based on people who are likely to vote. In other words, they go to people, I guess, who vote in primaries and generals and all that kind of thing. So they're sure to vote. And we're calling everybody on the list, Democrat, Republican, Independent. And they might be lying. They might say they're going to vote for me and they're not really going to vote at all. But if everyone votes for me that says they're going to, we'll beat him by 11%.
All right. Now, as far as this is concerned, are you doing mailings? I mean, are you using primarily these telephone calls to get your name before the public?
We're primarily using telephone calls and canvassing. We have people out walking with the little handout cards talking about our positions, as well as, you know, getting the information for how they're voting at the doors. So,
well, now, are you taking on any other issues besides the voting issue? Are you taking on an issue such as the war? Are you taking on an issue such as government spending? Are you taking on issues as far as tax cuts or tax increases?
Yeah.
Or do you take a stand on any of those issues?
Our base issues are, first of all, we want to revitalize NASA because NASA's been allowed to basically die on the vine. And while some people say, well, who cares? Why spend money in space? Right now, we are behind the Chinese in the space race. And if the Chinese win the space race, just like if the Russians won the space race, we're completely out of business. Because once they own space, there is no longer any way to protect ourselves from any sort of attack. They could easily knock out global positioning. We couldn't even target them. They could attack us from space. We'd have no time to respond. We have to keep that balance. And so that's important. We have to protect Social Security. You know, right now they're trying to raid it. When Feeney was in office in Florida, he actually took the retirement system for the and rolled it into a privatization program. You'll never guess who he gave the money to.
Who did he give it to?
Enron.
He invested in Enron?
Enron right before they went under. So pretty much he bankrupted the system in Florida.
That shouldn't make him very, very popular down there among the people then.
Well, a lot of people don't follow it. Like you said, they don't pay that close of attention. You know? It's more important who's winning the World Series, who's playing football this week. And it's hard to focus on technical things like Feeney gives money over to this, and then suddenly it all disappears.
All right, fine. So your issue is Social Security, but what are you going to do about it? Because they've already stolen all the money. Are there nothing there but IOUs? There is no money. And 2 years from now, why the baby boomers began to retire early? And, you know, in 7 or 8 years, why the mass of baby boomers are going to begin retiring? And certainly this thing's going to be totally bankrupt here by 2015, at, you know, about that time. How are you going to revitalize this system when there's just not going to be enough money and there is no cushion to fall back on? What are you going to do?
Easy to do. All we have to do is get rid of the free trade agreements like NAFTA, CAFTA, and the favored state things we give to everybody else, and basically make them bring their standards up to ours rather than push ours down to them. So if you take an American job and you want to outsource it, and this just happened to a job I did in Miami, Fortune 500 company, using old IBM machines, wanted to put it on the web. I went down there, did the job. First thing I did, fired 300 people in Atlanta, 100 people in Miami, shipped their jobs overseas to India for $5 a day. How does Americans compete with a $5 a day job?
And do you really think that you can stop the process of globalization when the most powerful people in this country are determined to impoverish our people?
Yes.
All right.
If we get up there and we try, someone has to stand up. And I'm not standing up alone. There are a lot of people that care about the issue. They're just not doing anything about it.
You sure are. But that certainly is very true, Chris. The Republicans, you know, are solidly behind this because George Bush wants it, and they're afraid to stand up against the Republican National Committee because you won't get any money to run for re-election. Or in the primary, the Republicans will come in and vote somebody, run somebody against them. But certainly the leaders of many of the Democratic leaders are in favor of globalization as well. Certainly John Kerry never once spoke out against globalization, you know, in the electoral campaign there in the 2004. So, but anyway, more power to you as far as that's concerned.
Remember,
I agree with you totally.
Started not with the Republicans, but with the Democrats.
Right.
NAFTA was a Clinton thing.
Sure.
And Rush Limbaugh was on the radio saying, do you hear that sucking sound? The minute the Republicans get in there, they change their tune, they pass CAFTA, and they put NAFTA on steroids.
Right. Well, at least Rush Limbaugh is consistent. He's always on the Republican side, and he's always against the Democrats. And it doesn't matter what the issue is, or whether it's right or wrong. He's
right.
Very, very stereotyped.
Yes, I used to like Rush Limbaugh until the Republicans got in, and he just changed his tunes and go the other way now.
So. I always like to say he's the finest conservative money can buy, and I believe that with all my heart. And I think we have a lot of people, certainly in the media, who are there. And, of course, since I don't get paid, why? Maybe they could bribe me, but so far nobody's tried. So, and besides that, I would, if I had to compromise my position, I'd simply just quit. Any other major issues? Certainly I agree with you on your globalist position, NAFTA, CAFTA, World Trade Organization. What about some of the other issues?
Well, if you have that money, you have the money back from NAFTA and CAFTA and all the free trade, and you make it fair and balanced, not only will it bring jobs back in America, you will generate about 10 times our national budget, which means you can pay for Social Security and universal health care and all those things, that those services that the peasant people like us need that we're not getting now.
And you believe then that it is the responsibility of the federal government to provide for the health care of the people?
Ultimately, it is if the health care system is not affordable by the people, which
well,
it's not.
But where is there any place in the Constitution that is we're allowed to do that, or should we simply put the Constitution aside and do what's expedient?
Well, I'm not saying that we privatize it. What I'm saying is that we provide the money from the NAFTA and CAFTA and the taxation surpluses to cover the cost, something like a Medicare or something like that. I think you have to protect for your citizens.
All right, fine. Well, thank you, Rick. It's been fascinating. Really enjoyed having you on. God bless, and I hope you win.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back here in just a moment at the Genesis to wrap up today's program.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, bath safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time I have to remind you Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon you to help us as we try to reach out across America to get people educated, to get them thinking about what the major issues are. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, you can start with a gift of $20 a month or what, you know, or more, whatever you can afford. And you'll get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, and you'll get our monthly newsletter. And then, of course, we hope that you'll utilize that information and get it on to others. And then, of course, we hope that many of you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Pull down the various items we have listed there. And remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which explains the spiritual aspect of what's going on, why you can get the book, you can get a audio tape, you can get a DVD, or you can get the video, the story of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It will give you tremendous insight to what's going on. And then if you would like to find out that they're poisoning the mind of your children, and need to get our material on water fluoridation, my talk on the hidden agenda, which is, you can actually get it on, see it up on the internet, the hidden agenda, but of course you would like to get the video, why it's available through Radio Liberty. That's the hidden agenda, and you really want to get the syllabus that goes with that. And they are intentionally and purposely destroying the minds of our children. In almost every community where they fluoridate the water, the level of blood the level of lead in the blood of the children is elevated. Because, of course, they're putting in hydrofluorosilicic acid that contains lead, but even if they don't, why, for some reason or other, it leaches the lead out of the solder and the level of lead. And there's no safe level of lead in children because it destroys their brains. And yet they know this, and they continue putting the fluoride in. Why would they do something like that and tell you that it's safe and effective? Effective with what? It really is not effective as far as decreasing cavities. Maybe 0.25% you might consider, but if you look in Europe where they do not allow water fluoridation, compared with America, there's literally no difference in incidence of dental fluorosis in children. Or I should say dental cavities in children. It's all a scam. But it's very effective means of lowering the intelligence. It's a very effective means of creating arthritis and bone cancers. I think a 7-fold increase in boys, 5 to 7, of osteogenic sarcoma, which is a terrible tumor, of lowering thyroid function, of lowering the fertility rates, very effective, increases the incidence of Down syndrome, lowers the testosterone level. Why do you think so many men have, erectile dysfunction today in America? This is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And it's great for population control. It lowers the sperm motility, the sperm count. Why are they telling us it's safe and effective when they know all of these things are the scientific studies and you get them in our syllabus? Because America is under attack today from the wicked people in the Centers for Disease Control and the wicked people at the NIH and in the FDA and the EPA, and they're all working in concert. How could they do that? Because they're energized by dark and sinister forces, and you need to have the scientific information. You can go to our website. You can go to the website fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org. You can go to the website of the scientists and the engineers and the lawyers who work for the EPA. Their website is NTEU280.org, NTEU280.org. Go to their website and get their material. See what they're trying to tell the American people about how they're poisoning the minds of our children. You need to get our 4 tape sets on fluoride. You need to get the book, The Fluoride Deception. You need to get the DVD we have on fluoridation of water. You need to get my talk on the hidden agenda, and the syllabus goes with that. And help us get the information out. If we could convince the people of this one thing, that they've been lied to by their doctors and by their dentists, because they were lied to by their leaders, maybe we could begin to take back America. We'll be back in just a minute here at Radio Liberty.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And right now, they're the views of Dr. Jerome Corsi, who, as the author, we've, of course, kind of talked to him about his other books, but his most recent one is Minutemen, and it's an important book. And it deals with what's happening, the immigration issue. It deals with the plan to destroy the sovereignty of America, because the reason that they're not trying to stop immigration, and the reason that they keep talking about building a wall, and they have no reason, no intention of building a wall, that's all simply a talk before the elections come up. Why did they wait, you know, almost 6 years from the time the Bush administration came into it, and right now they get around to building a wall? Over 5 years since the dastardly terrorist attack on America, and the terrorists can come across that border, and if we catch them, we immediately release them in the Catch and Release program. Why are these things happening? Why, very simply, because they do not intend to maintain the sovereignty of America. Well, with this as the background, Dr. Jerome Corsi is certainly one of the experts on this, and there's a lot of great new information they've gotten under the FOIA, or Freedom of Information Act. Dr. Corsi, thanks so much for being with us again.
Dr. Stan, always a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Tell us about this new information that's come out of the Freedom of Information Act. They've been trying to keep the American people from knowing what's really going on. Why don't they want the American people to know about this government program aimed at, of course, joining together Mexico and Canada and the United States into one big happy family?
Well, Dr. Stan, when the American people know what's really going on in the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, which President Bush declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005, with Vincente Fox in Canada, the American people will never approve of this. And the recent development is today, we just published on MinutemanProject.com, MinutemanProject.com, 1,000 pages of new Freedom of Information Act documents that we got from the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP.gov, within the Department of Commerce. And Dr. Stan, these documents are shocking, because they show, if you take a look at them, they show that our executive branch under the Bush administration has created a shadow government. We are working hand-in-hand, our bureaucrats, virtually every department you can imagine, Department of Energy, Department of Transportation, Department of Homeland Security, they've invited in their counterparts in the bureaucracy of Canada and Mexico. They're sharing emails as if they were all in the same office. They are meeting together, and they're rewriting our administrative laws and everything from e-commerce through travel, transportation, air security, trusted travelers, trusted traders, steel policy, textile policy, you name it, Dr. Stan. We no longer have U.S. laws or regulations. We have North American administrative law and administrative regulation, thanks to the SPP.gov working groups which have created this shadow government.
And they certainly have been very loath to give you the information, weren't they? They certainly didn't want to give it to you.
So they didn't. Dr. Stan, they still are thousands of pages they've not given us. As we point out, there's an article on WorldNet Daily today. Many, in fact, most of the agreements, memorandum of understanding, the substantive documents, they've still withheld.
And, of course, by law they're required, but then these people really don't believe in the law, because, of course, many of them believe what they're doing is working for a greater good. The destruction of the sovereignty of the United States, and, of course, its replacement with the North American community, where we can raise the living standards of everyone in America to that of the Mexican peasants. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi right here at Radio Liberty.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Just a moment. Well, Dr. Sure, of course, he was just talking about how certainly they've unified our air traffic. In other words, airplanes from Canada or Mexico are no longer considered foreign planes. They can simply land at American airports, and I assume we'll be able to do the same in Mexican airports and Canadian airports?
Well, I would assume so, but, you know, the documents make it clear that we've allowed Mexican and Canadian planes to come into our airspace. I don't think the intent ever was that much for ours to go into the Canadian and Mexican airspace. I suppose that's a long-range intent. But first, what we've done in the United States is give our tools away. It's the same, Dr. Stan, the SPP documents that show the Trusted Traveler Program that we're about to implement, where, you know, if 100 million Mexicans, which is all there are, want to apply and become trusted travelers in North America, they'll be given biometric cards. They come across the border like using that card, you know, like a credit card in a grocery store checkout line, sweep it through the machine, and they'll be across the border as if they were North American citizens, free to live in the United States, work here, draw benefits here, whatever. They won't be illegal immigrants anymore because they're trusted travelers. And that's what SPP.gov has done in rewriting our border policies away from a United States border policy into a North American border policy in which the border is basically erased with Mexico and with Canada.
And I think what's so important is for people to understand that the long-range plan is to unite Mexico, Canada, and the United States into what they refer to as a North American community and to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. But the American people out, you know, certainly they don't understand the wisdom, the importance of this, and how vitally important it is. So we can't tell the American people what we've really planned we can't tell we intend to impoverish the American people and destroy our industries. So we have to withhold this. And they've really done everything they possibly could to conceal this from the American people, haven't they?
Well, yes, that's right. You know, Dr. Stan, under the Bush administration, they'll be in a security and prosperity partnership with North America, heading towards the North American community and North American Union, but there'll never be a fence. I've been down there with the Minutemen on the border. There's no fence. Now we have a report, an investigative report from one of the Senate committees that say that maybe 10 million Mexicans came across in 2005, and they're just about to be made trusted travelers in North America by SPP.gov. They won't have to cross any fences. They'll just sweep their biometric cards across the border, and in they come. That's what President Bush has done without openly declaring it, and now the Freedom of Information Act documents that we have archived on MinutemanProject.com validate what Jim Gilchrist and I wrote in Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. The globalist plan is to import from Mexico a 21st century slave labor force to undercut U.S. workers and ultimately subsidize those Mexican workers by having the middle class pay all the benefits, educate the children, give free hospitalization, free Medicaid, free food stamps, whatever. This subsidization means the 21st century slave labor from Mexico can come across as trusted travelers and trusted traders, take our jobs and get our benefits as citizens of North America. That's the plan. That's why President Bush has not and will not build a fence.
And of course, he says he's going to build a fence, but he also says that he's against amnesty for illegal immigrants. He just wants them to all stay here and become citizens. Well, he believes that the English should be the official language of the United States. He's against Spanish, you know, being used here in the United States. And yet, if you go to the president's website, you can pull down the entire website in Spanish and in English. So if he really believes that English should be the official language, why would he have his website in Spanish?
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. And this whole bill that was just passed to secure the fence, get a fence built, it was another lie. All President Bush did was put that money into the Department of Homeland Security appropriation bill. And now that DHS says they won't build a fence, they're going to use that money instead for electronic purposes, offenses. So even this whole, before the election, both houses of Congress building a fence, passing that legislation, getting the president to sign it in a big ceremony, it was all a lie. No 700-mile fence is going to get built.
And of course, as we always start our programs, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And it's all an illusion. But you got to keep the people fat and happy. With the election coming up, we wouldn't want to have them upset and not following along with the voting for one of those two political parties, both going the same direction. And that is, of course, the destruction of American national sovereignty. Now, certainly Vicente Fox is very, very upset about this idea of a fence, and he says that we shouldn't build it because it wouldn't work. Well, if it's not going to work, why is he so upset about our building it?
Well, that's right, and Vicente Fox is now to be followed by Calderon, who's, you know, Vicente Fox too. Mexico's president don't want a fence because, you know, sending across their impoverished masses to the United States is the best deal Mexico's ever got. The American middle class pays the benefits. Mexico does not have to take care of their own poor, so the billionaires and millionaires in Mexico get to keep their money. And across these people come. American middle class gives them free hospitals, free schools, teaches their children in Spanish, provides all kinds of welfare benefits, including food stamps, says if their new children are born in the United States, they're American citizens. Great deal. And these people, when they get jobs, are sending back billions, like $60 billion, as we documented in the book Minutemen, back to Mexico. So these remittances, Dr. Stan, have become one of Mexico's largest businesses. Maybe not quite as big as the drugs Mexico is selling across into the United States and our wide open borders. Drugs is probably now Mexico's biggest business, but after that would become remittances from the illegal aliens working here, followed by oil and tourism.
Of course, they no longer call them illegal immigrants. Then they became immigrants, and now they're just migrants, because, of course, they changed the terminology. And who could be against migrants?
That's right. They're soon to become, under the Security and Prosperity Partnership, Dr. Stan, they're soon to become the trusted traders and trusted travelers of North America who have a right to come into the United States and live and work and draw social benefits wherever they want, because we're all just North America. And when the borders are erased, what SPP.gov and these documents we just put up on Minuteman, you take a look at MinutemanProject.com, article today on WorldNet Daily about it, you'll see that the only border SPP.gov wants to protect is the border around North America, not the border with Mexico and the United States, or the border with Mexico, with the United States and Canada. Because, of course, we're just all North Americans. And it makes no sense at all, Dr. Stan, because as long as Mexico is a corrupt drug cartel country, you'll still have more terrorists, like the Hezbollah agents who bribed Mexican officials, consular officials in Beirut, and came across the border with Mexico, set up shop in Dearborn, Michigan, and were sending millions back to terrorists, Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. They're in federal prison now. That's what we're going to get a lot more of once we're just the North American Union.
But, of course, they've got a great talking point. They say, look, instead of having to guard a 2,000-mile border with Mexico, all we have to really do is guard Mexico's southern border. It's much shorter. And then, of course, if we guard there and the terrorists don't get in that way, then we don't have to worry about terrorism. And well, I say, what sort of madness is that?
It's insanity, Dr. Stan, because we know there are thousands of what they call OPMs. The Minutemen have documented this over and over again. These OTMs are other than Mexicans. We're finding Middle Easterners by the thousands coming across the border with Mexico. They pay thousands of dollars. They bribe Mexican officials. And when they get into the United States, our Border Patrol just apprehends them and releases them. Catch and release.
And, of course, the whole idea of catch and release is you catch them, and then you tell them they're supposed to come back for a hearing in about a month, and they never come back.
Well, why would anybody come back? And if there are terrorists, and many of them are Hezbollah terrorists and other possibly al-Qaeda cells, they just meld into the United States, go into the Islamic communities, and set up their terrorist operations as sleeper cells. President Bush knows this. We've convicted some of these Hezbollah terrorists who came in through Mexico and put them in federal prison. But President Bush, as long as he's agreed to erase that border, the globalist interests that, you know, his father pursued, that Bill Clinton pursued with NAFTA, there's just too many billions. This Trans-Texas Corridor, Spain is going to put in $200 billion to build this 4 football fields wide new highway parallel to Interstate 35, the NAFTA Superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor. And with $200 billion being spent by Spain, there's clearly $200 million. It's less than 1% for bribes, or should we call that campaign contributions? So that, you know, President Bush and Governor Perry and every other politician who participates will be fat and happy. And who cares if American sovereignty goes down the tube?
And, of course, won't they use the right of eminent domain to seize the property there and that they can build this privately owned highway?
That's right, Dr. Stan, because there's going to be thousands of people, I'm sorry, they'll just be fools, voting for Governor Perry to reelect him, and they're just going to turn around and get in their mail eminent domain seizures of their properties, their businesses, their homes, and their farms.
Yeah.
Because the Kelo decision has decided that that property can be taken by government for private purposes, even if it's for Spain.
And, of course, why Governor Perry is the present governor of the state of Texas. And this, is, of course, is a massive undertaking. When did they start building this massive highway with the $200 billion coming in from Spain?
Next
a privately
year,
owned highway.
2007.
And you wonder why, of course, Rush Limbaugh isn't telling us about it. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi. And if you're concerned about this, as I am, I mean, why are we sending our boys halfway around the world to fight for freedom when we're being invaded here at home and we're being betrayed by our leaders who have a different agenda because they believe in uniting the world, a new world order, and a new world religion?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calvin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're talking about this plan, the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. Most people don't believe it could happen. Why? We're Americans. We could never lose America. And I would simply point out, if God is just, his justice will not sleep forever. And, of course, the plan is to actually do away with the structure we have now and have a one president for all of North America and a legislature for all of North America and courts for all of North America as we move from an American government to a North American community. Now, have they actually laid out, it was Robert Pastor who's been planning on this for many years, have they actually put this down in writing or do we just surmise that?
Oh, it's plain in writing, Dr. Stan. Robert Pastor has been prolific. He wrote a book about building a North American community, working towards one. Now this Council on Foreign Relations plan, which came out 2 months after the Waco, Texas meeting on March 23rd, 2005, when President Bush, Vincente Fox, and Canada declared we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. No act of Congress, no treaty voted upon by the Senate, just a press conference held by President Bush, and a set of bureaucracy working in these working groups to rewrite all of our administrative law. The Council on Foreign Relations document, Building a North American Community, which Robert Pastor co-authored, says that by 2010, the blueprint is, we'll have the North American Union court, parliament, and executive put into place. It's right there in plain view. Dr. Pastor's many, many speeches before the U.S. Congress, before the Trilateral Commission, which are published, which I've referenced, in my articles on worldnetdaily.com and at humaneventsonline.com, Dr. Pastor says we'll have the Amero be our currency, and he's laid out all the intellectual arguments for this. It's the same thing that Robert Pastor did in the Carter administration. He worked on the Linowitz Commission, got the plan in place to give back the Panama Canal, never was owned, but to give the Panama Canal to Panama, and then the Linowitz Commission blueprint got adopted when Robert Pastor became Jimmy Carter's member of the National Security Council, who implemented the plan and actually made sure the Panama Canal went to Panama. Now Robert Pastor is doing the same thing. He's working out of the University, American University, working with Council on Foreign Relations. He laid out the blueprint that our president, you know, together with his father and Bill Clinton, have been following to create SPP.gov and the shadow government, which is headed inevitably towards the North American community, to be followed shortly by the North American Union, to be followed shortly by the Amero, which will replace the dollar.
And I think anybody would like to read this book, Building a North American Community. It's up on the Council on Foreign Relations website, at least it was, and I got my one copy there. I also got the book, with the Building a North American Community. It's all the same thing. It came out just 2 months after this meeting in March of 2005, but it was all planned long beforehand. These people who worked behind the scenes, who were answerable to no one, who are above the law, who have sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution, who hate our Constitution, who hate American sovereignty, and of course want to merge us into this one world government. And the tragedy is, the average American has no idea what's going on. The Christian church is not informing the Christians. It's telling them just to go along with whatever the government comes up with. And isn't it wonderful now? We've got this wonderful situation over in Iraq now. It's open for the gospel. We can spread Christianity. Of course, they haven't told the Christians. They're fleeing. 70% of the Christians have left, fled from Iraq, fled for their lives, because we've actually instituted an Islamic socialist dictatorship. That's what the Iraqi Constitution has said, but we haven't told the American people. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi. We will welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And as our young men go halfway around the world to fight for freedom, we are invaded and we are systematically losing the sovereignty of our nation here at home. And, of course, Iraq is a great diversion, just exactly as Vietnam was a great diversion. And, as of course, we watch the flag-draped coffins and the weeping widows and the mothers during the Vietnam era, and our attention was focused on Vietnam. Step by step, why they took away our freedom here at home, centralized all power in Washington, D.C., changed our Constitution so that suddenly it was all right to kill an unborn children, took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They knew exactly what they were doing. And Vietnam was a diversion. So is Iraq. So is Afghanistan today. But the American people just don't understand what's going on because nobody's going to tell them. And Rush Limbaugh is certainly not about to tell them. We'll be back. Welcome your calls, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Sergeant Dan, I compliment your courage to bring this story forward.
Well, thank you so very much, and well, if we have to, after all, we lose America, why there's no place to go. Now, I want you to get out your website and tell people where they can get the information that you have, because I know you've got, are your articles posted on your website, or are they all up there at WorldNet Daily?
We've put a lot of links and a lot of articles and a lot of videos, as well as, it's on MinutemanProject.com. Go search the site. The Freedom of Information Act documents are posted there. The articles I've been writing in Human Events Online are linked there. The WorldNet Daily articles are linked there. You can also see Minuteman, the Battle to Secure America's Borders, the book I co-authored with Jim Gilchrist, which shows how we found the story of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, how we realized our borders were being erased, such that this 21st century slave labor from Mexico was being imported illegally, soon to be made just trusted travelers and trusted traders by the globalists, the Walmart globalists, who are intent on destroying the American middle class in the pursuit of pure profit.
And, of course, it's so difficult for people to imagine that America is changing and changing rapidly, and the America we knew is simply soon not going to exist. You look at your ballot, if you've got your ballot in the mail, and half of it's in English, and half the other half is in Spanish. In other words, they're doing everything bilingual. It's a long-range plan to create a multilingual, multicultural society. That way you can play one group against the other and divide and conquer, and of course they want to conquer us, and we're being conquered from within. The enemy is not over in Iraq. The enemy is right here in America today. And much of it is in New York at the Council on Foreign Relations and in Washington, D.C. among our elected legislators. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Dr. Jerome Corsi, who certainly, in my estimation, is the person who is leading this battle to educate the American people. Now, Jerome, you've actually talked to a lot of people in Washington, D.C., the congressmen, the senators. What's their response when you tell them about this?
Oh, well, generally, most congressmen and most senators know very little about it, and they're in denial. They're saying, oh, no, this has to be a conspiracy theory. This couldn't be happening. It's just for free trade. You're exaggerating. It's for prosperity and partnership. And I say, well, let's go to the website. They've never mostly seen these government websites. Instead of, this is a conspiracy. It's being conducted on government websites like spp.gov. I take the congressmen and the senators to keeptexasmoving.com. Keeptexasmoving.com. It's a Department of Texas, Department of Transportation website, a government website. If this is a conspiracy, tell that to the 1 million Texans that are about to get eviction notices, eminent domain eviction notices, when Governor Perry of Texas starts building next year these 4,000 miles of trans-Texas corridor, 4 football field wide new highways. They're going to be financed by Spain and owned by Spain. At least the tolls will be owned by Spain. Wait until it costs $100 to go from Laredo to Dallas on these trans-Texas corridors, and then the people having to pay that, let's have them see if they still think it's a conspiracy theory.
Well, of course, the thing is, if we cannot educate our senators and congressmen, we ought to just replace them, because if they're not interested enough to look and see if this, if they're going to be so stereotyped that anybody says there's something wrong is immediately branded as, oh, believing in a conspiracy, and yet there has always been people of great wealth who wanted to control the populace, and this is really what it is. And behind that, that eternal spiritual battle between the God we worship and, of course, the prince of this world. And there's a spiritual component to this as well. But I'm sure when you're talking to the congressman, you really want to show them these things actually on the Internet. Let's give those Internet sites out one more time where people who are skeptical can go and find out if this is really true.
Well, just take a look at SPP, SamPeterPaul.gov. That's the Department of Commerce website in which these working groups are fully documented. Go to KeepTexasMoving.com, which is a Texas Department of Transportation website that describes the Trans-Texas Corridor. Go to NASCO Corridor, N-A-S-C-O Corridor.com. That's a trade organization. You can see a picture of what the NAFTA Superhighway going from Laredo, Texas, up through Kansas City, into through Duluth, into Canada is going to look like. Go to the Kansas City Smartport website. You can see the description of the Mexican Customs Office that Kansas City is getting ready to build in Kansas City. It's going to end up being Mexican sovereign soil. And these are government websites. And on MinutemanProject.com, we've shown the links. We've got all the connections laid out. Got the articles I've been writing on WorldNet Daily and Human Events Online archived and the links there to them. And if you just study MinutemanProject.com, you'll see the Freedom of Information Act request, 1,000 pages we just got released today. All that information is there, so it's easy to study and see for yourself the government websites that validate that this is not a conspiracy, but a North American Union structure is being built in the United States just like the European Union emerged in Europe as a new government out of the European common market. NAFTA is being made into a regional government.
And, you know, I think it's really so interesting that the people who are pushing this European Union simply lied to the public. And anybody who tried to point out that they were forming a new government was accused of believing in a conspiracy. Oh, terrible, you believe there's a conspiracy. Why, you must be some sort of a nutcase. And yet, of course, you talk to the people in Europe now, and they realize that they've been lied to. And step by step, they've taken away the sovereignty of the nations there. They have a common currency. They have a common parliament. Their own duly elected representatives are simply figureheads. And I've even talked to people in the European Parliament, like Ashley Moat, who is a member of the European Parliament, who tells me, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. They go there, and of course, they are allowed 1 minute to discuss an issue. 1 minute. That's all. And nothing gets done. It's all done by a faceless bureaucracy. Nobody even knows who makes the decisions. And then the Parliament of Great Britain or the Parliament of France or the Netherlands is simply rubber stamp exactly what they're told to do. And everything is authoritarian. This is just the way we're headed, isn't it, Jerome?
Exactly. Well, you know, the elite, this globalist elite, only cares about profit. They only care about, you know, the almighty dollar or the almighty Amero, as it's going to be. And Dr. Sand, the elite think that we're all stupid. You know, we don't deserve to be included in the plan. So they hold secret meetings. We documented. We got a hold of the agenda and the attendance list of this North American forum that was held up in Alberta, Canada, secret meeting, press shutout, and it had, you know, top leaders of the three countries, top intellectual leaders. Robert Pastor was there of American University. Even Donald Rumsfeld was invited to speak. Top U.S. government officials, all being paid by tax dollars to go to the secret meeting in Banff, Alberta, Canada, and to create the structure for a North American community, leading to a North American union. But, of course, the people had to be shut out because we're too stupid to know what's going on. It's all for our good, you know, Dr. Sand, that they're destroying the government, that all those thousands of men and women in Arlington Cemetery died for. They did not bleed and die for North American Union. They bled and died for the United States of America. And as Abraham Lincoln said, this uniquely is a government of the people, by the people, for the people, which may not long endure. If the elite have their way, it will soon be a government of the elite, by the elite, and for the elite. And the middle class in the United States will be destroyed in the process.
Just like they've done in Mexico with our help. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. I'm just really sad to say that it seems like the pastors, the Christian pastors of the nations, are the ones screaming the loudest against conspiracy theorists. And they should be the ones who are able to recognize the evil the most easily and to teach their people, and they're not.
Well,
it's going quite the other direction.
Unfortunately, at least many of the major ministries are getting millions of dollars from the faith-based initiatives, and after all, he who pays the paper calls the tune. And unfortunately, they're leading, I think, like the Pied Piper, the people away from an understanding of what's really going on. And they never will tell the public we're involved in a conspiracy against God. Anything else you want to say, Mike?
I wonder what Dr. Corsi's experience along those lines has been, what he might have seen from his vantage point.
All right. Of course, Mike's point is that the Christian ministers who should be pointing these things out to their prisoners really are not doing that. Do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Well, I think it's a great concern because the United States is the one country in the world where our rights are inalienable. That means they come from God. When we're integrated and harmonized with Canada and with Mexico, Dr. Sand, even your great radio program could be called hate speech. Don't expect to have Second Amendment rights to have guns. You know, it's criminal to own guns in Canada and Mexico. They'll disarm everyone. It won't be the United States of America anywhere because our rights will be gone. And the churches need to stand up and speak out against this because God was at the heart of the founding of the United States of America, and if we cast God aside, and if we go into some globalist configuration where our rights are all from the North American community or the North American Union, we will have lost one of the great treasures of the world, which is the United States of America, and the principles of God and inalienable rights upon which it stands. And I pray that we will never lose, as Abraham Lincoln prayed, government of the people, by the people, and for the people. I do not believe the United States was created, which I believe was done by God, in order to have it disappear from the face of the earth. I can't believe that any more than Abraham Lincoln was capable of. He couldn't believe it either, and I don't. I think we'll have to fight for the United States of America. But the globalists, with their billions and their almighty dollar, are not going to rule the world as long as we're capable of speaking out.
Amen, and I appreciate what you're doing. Anything else you want to say, Mike, before we let you go?
Well, one last thing. I think Jerome just explained to us what's going to happen with the gun laws under the North American, whatever you want to call it. Are we going to have a constitution or whatever? guns will be illegal. Whereas right now, they can't quite get there because of the Second Amendment.
But of course, they're doing it state by state by state. State and by other means, putting in federal laws. And if you've ever even had, you know, they wanted to get legislation through, if you ever had even a domestic altercation and then charged with that, you couldn't have a gun according to federal law. Fortunately, they didn't get it through, but I suspect they will very soon. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Yeah.
And let's go to Mike calling from Arizona. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hi. Of course, you described your experience in Washington confronting some of these congressmen. Isn't it more likely that these guys actually knew what you were talking about and simply were play acting with you? I mean, you've already got a bill out there sponsored by Congressman Virgil Good and Ron Paul and a couple others. I'm sure these guys are not just totally silent about what's going on. They got to be talking amongst themselves. Don't you think they know and they're just, you know, pretending not to?
House Resolution 47, which the four congressmen you mentioned introduced, is a breakthrough. And Howard Phillips of the Conservative Caucus, Phil Schlafly of Eagle Forum, and I are organizing a coalition to support those congressmen to get the message out to the whole Congress and to the Senate. Many of the congressmen that I sat with, when I brought these websites up, I could tell had never seen them before. They'd heard inklings about it. They hadn't put it together in their minds as to what the plan was. Remember, President Bush is not coming forward and giving speeches to explain this to people. It's being done in a way it can be denied. It's all for security and prosperity. George Orwell couldn't have designed it better. The deniability was a key way that the European common market evolved into a European Union. It was done behind closed doors, under the radar, by bureaucratic elite who knew what they were doing and who refused to communicate it directly. That's what's going on again here. And we're going to do everything we can to get the word to Congress and demand investigation. If the Bush administration is right in saying nothing's happening, why resist investigation? Let's publish all the documents. This Freedom of Information Act only gave us some of the documents. The agreements referred to, the Memorandum of Understanding, why were they withheld? There's nothing to hide. Why is the SPP.gov structure keeping these key document secret?
And certainly, Mike, I would simply add that if you go back to Congress, you know people are there. Many times these people are so busy. They give them all the committee assignments, and they give them so much to do and so many bills, 100, 200, 300 pages, and they have to vote on 10 of them in a day. I remember I had a friend of mine whose wife went to Congress, and she would be calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning, finishing up her work, before she got up at 6 o'clock to go to work. And then on Thursday, she'd fly back out to here to San Luis Obispo, exhausted. I think a lot of these people, they keep them so busy, the last thing they want them is to know what's really going on. It's all a game anyway, because in the final analysis, most of it really doesn't matter. It's all decided behind closed doors.
Yeah, keep them busy, though, doing what, Stan? I mean, if they did nothing but go up there and vote no on everything that came across their desk, we'd all be much better off.
We sure would be, and I agree with you, Tom. That's why they call Dr. Ron Paul Dr. No. He votes no on everything, about.
And I don't know what's happened to him and to Kent Snyder of the Liberty Committee. Why they aren't getting the word out here.
They are. I mean, you read the material that Ron Paul's putting out. He's yelling as loud as he can, but nobody's hearing him.
Yeah.
Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much. Let's go to
Thank you.
Calling from Tennessee. Hi, Paul. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I got a question. In regards to, Masonic going up to Skull and Bones and Bilderberger and even the Bohemian Grove and stuff like that in relation to worldwide fraternal orders, is this the particular elite that you're referencing, or is it an even greater, more secret elite than that?
Well, there are all sorts of elites out there. Certainly, they have the Trilateral Commission, which is one of the most powerful organizations, with only about 130 people in it. They really sort of coordinate most of that. Then you got the Council on Foreign Relations with 4,000 people. Then you've got all these other secret societies you mentioned. They're all bound together by one common denominator. They all want a one-world government, and they all want to destroy Christianity.
Okay, yeah, and also, you don't even have to go to all you have to do is look at the government website. You can look at spp.gov, keeptexasmoving.com. This so-called conspiracy is happening right there on government websites. Go look at it, and you'll see the evidence that these structures are being put in place.
And I think it's better, Paul, not to get off on all these other things, because for people who don't understand it, you're just going to lose them. Stick to the things that Dr. Corsi is doing. The very real facts that we can prove, it's up there on the websites, and maybe when people get better educated and understand what energizes, is okay?
Yes, sir, and just one real quick thing. Maybe you can just comment or I'll get off, but was it 1951 or something like that whenever there was a world constitution draft by one of our senators?
Yeah, we even got a copy of it around someplace.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye. Well, I'll go ahead and get off and listen, but thank you so much, sir.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and our guest is Minuteman. His book is Minuteman. We carry the book. We'll tell you how to get it in just a moment or two.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Pleasure and honor to be with you, Dr. Sam, anytime.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Let me suggest, if you'd like to get the material we have, of course, a four-tape set on immigration. We carry the book, The Minuteman, written by Dr. Corsi, and then, of course, we carry the book, Fighting Immigration Anarchy. And then, of course, we have a DVD put out by our good friend Glenn Spencer entitled A Conquest of Aslan, because, of course, this is the name that has been given by La Raza, an organization, it's a racist organization, funded by your government to support illegal immigrants, people who've come here and violated our laws, financed by the Ford Foundation and by your own government, you know, to support people who are violating our laws. And you say that doesn't make any sense. None of this makes any sense, ladies and gentlemen, unless you understand that there are people who have a different agenda. Because they march to a different drumbeat. They have a different vision. They dream a different dream because they worship a different God, and they want to destroy America. They want to use the uniting of the North American continent as a stepping stone to uniting the world. And it has always been their goal to bring the kingdom of God to earth. The kingdom of God to earth. They know exactly what they're doing. And they don't want you to know until, of course, they come knocking at your door to take away your weapons and maybe take you away because, oh, boy, my goodness, you may have criticized the government, and by so doing, you're helping those wicked terrorists, Osama bin Laden, who's hiding over there in a cave someplace, threatening to take away your freedom. And that's why we've got to take away your freedom, because we're from the government, and we're here to protect you. Understand nothing as it appears to be. If you'd like to get, of course, our four-tape set on immigration, if you'd like to get the book Minuteman or the book Fighting Immigration Invasion, if you'd like to get a free copy of my newsletter on immigration, which is very good, even if I do say so, because I explained to you what it's really all about, and it's much more than simply trying to help people in other countries to have a better life. If you'd like to get the DVD, The Conquest of Aslan, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And once again, if you can go up to our website, at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, all of the items I've mentioned are listed there, and you can pull down my newsletters on immigration and read them through and study them and understand what energizes these people who are intent upon destroying America and are quite willing to send our boys halfway around the world to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq as a great diversion so we don't realize we're losing our freedom here at home. So please get the information. Challenge what we've said. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into an understanding of the force behind all of this, then you need to get Brotherhood of Darkness or the DVD or the video or certainly so many of the other items that we have. The pamphlets we put together on the occult hierarchy. The rules of the world. Now, that is, of course, for the graduate course. You don't want to start people off with that. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is a very elementary, very simple place to start. But we have to start someplace to get people to begin to look and see what's going on behind the scenes and to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Everything is planned. Nothing happens by accident. The long lines at the airport, the long lines getting into government buildings, the increased government surveillance, the requirement that we give up part of our individual privacy so we can be watched by the government, was all planned. In fact, any of you would like to get the article that was written back in 1964 by Richard Haass, who at that time was working for the Council on Foreign Relations, and wrote an article, I believe it was August of 1996, 5 years before the 9/11 attack. We described all of the things that are going on today. I'd like to get a copy of that article. Why, of course, we've quoted the essential parts of it in both my August and my September newsletter. We'd be glad to send you that free of charge. Or if you want the whole article, we can send it to you. It was originally published in the Washington Post and has disappeared from the Washington Post. I wonder why. Pray for America. Pray for revival.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
answering questions from House Ethics Panel members trying to determine who knew what about Mark Foley's communications with teenage pages. Hastert's appearance follows that of Congressman Tom Reynolds, who has said he warned Hastert about Foley. Hastert says he doesn't recall that conversation. He has said he didn't find out about Foley until late September. They're talking about a timeline. According to U.S. officials, Iraqi leaders have agreed to develop a timetable by the end of the year. The U.S. ambassador says that at the same time, though, the U.S. needs to redouble its own efforts to succeed in Iraq. U.S. troops continue to search for a soldier who was reported kidnapped in Baghdad last night. Military officials say they still have found no sign of the man who left a U.S. compound to visit relatives in the city. Another record on Wall Street. The Dow closed at another all-time high at 12,127. This is IRN.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal.